Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 6th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And let's start this week with a couple of deep breaths. The invasion of Ukraine has been a lot, and man, has it affected our collective energy. So let's just take a moment to acknowledge that and to acknowledge that there isn't much we can do about it. Sure, we can donate and we can book Airbnbs and we can protest, but that doesn't feel like enough. But what we can do is use this experience to increase our gratitude and appreciation of life and what we have. And I'm talking about appreciation of the things we routinely take for granted, like water, like heat, like electricity, like peace. So this week, each time you take a shower, you get a drink of water, you turn on the lights or the heat, take a beat to appreciate these things. Just take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to feel how fortunate you are. It's essential that we balance out all this heaviness and this grief that we're feeling with something positive, like gratitude. And to let this be a reminder of how wonderful your life is. Yeah, we all have our stuff, but times like these put everything into perspective. And you might want to take a break from the news. You can't watch out for bad things and allow good things at the same time. It's just not vibrationally possible. So if you're one of those people like me that wants to know what's going on in the world at all times, taking a break from the news can feel pretty uncomfortable. So what I do is I set the intention that anything important that I need to know will make its way to me. I use the universe as my filter to filter out the unhelpful things and pass on the important things. So last week we had that lovely new moon in Pisces, which started a whole new positive 6-month cycle until September 10th when we have the Pisces full moon. And then yesterday on the 5th, the Sun and Jupiter made their annual conjunction in Pisces. That's called the Day of Miracles when they meet, and we will feel that positive energy all week. Also this week, our intuition is off the charts. We have two things happening that amplify our intuition. On Wednesday, Mercury moves into Pisces, and then on Sunday, the Sun and Neptune, which is the planet of spirituality, have their yearly meetup. So your intuition is spot on right now. You can trust what you feel. So if you get ideas that seem to come out of nowhere, trust them. If you meet someone new and you get a bad vibe, trust it. And it's a good week to practice trusting your intuition. So before you make a decision, check in about how you're feeling. Just once again, take a minute. If you aren't feeling excited about something, it's a clue that it's not the right thing for you. Now the skies kind of quiet down a bit until March 18th when we have that full moon in Virgo. And then 2 days later on the 20th with the spring equinox, which kicks off Aries season and the astrological new year. So spring is coming. You can feel it in the air. Even in snowy Montana, I can feel it. The days are getting longer, it's getting warmer, we're starting to see the first blossoms, and daylight savings time starts next week. Now, nature makes the transition from winter to spring look pretty smooth, but for us humans, it's not quite as easy to transition gracefully from one season to the next, especially from winter to spring. So often we find ourselves feeling heavy and sluggish during the transition. But Ayurveda, which is yoga's sister science and the world's oldest system of healing, can really help us make the transition smoothly by harmonizing our bodies with nature. So the key to enjoying a healthy spring is to balance the kapha dosha. So Kapha Energy gives our body its watery qualities. It provides lubrication for our joints, and it's the mucus that protects our sinuses, our lungs, and our stomach. And when Kapha is in balance, we feel strong and we feel stable. And when it's out of balance, we might feel sleepy, kind of mentally dull, or maybe even depressed. We also might have some excess phlegm, feel lethargic, have some weight gain or water retention, and we just feel heavy. So it's especially important to balance the Kapha in the spring because Kapha accumulates over winter. So when the weather becomes colder and wetter in winter, our body mirrors these Kapha-like changes. We eat more, we sleep, and we stay inside more during winter. In spring, we need to shed this excess Kapha. So how we get rid of this excess Kapha is to gradually lighten up physically, mentally, and emotionally, which means eating lighter, easy to digest foods, and then waiting a few hours, like 3 to 4 hours between meals. So we want to eat less of or eliminate foods that increase our Kapha, which would be dairy, iced or cold foods, fried or oily foods, even meat and sugar. And instead, eat green everything, more asparagus and green juice, less ice cream. And then to add spices like turmeric, ginger, garlic, cinnamon, black pepper. We also want to get moving and physically move the excess Kapha out of our bodies. So think of increasing the heat in your body, heating up your body, speeding up your metabolism with walks, with yoga, with breathing. We want to gradually warm our bodies up. So go slow and let your body adjust slowly. And then the fun part is to tune into nature. Renewal and transformation are all around us now. So slow down and notice the arrival of spring. Notice the buds and the blossoms, the extra light and the birds chirping. So going for a walk outside is one of the best things you can do to attune your body to nature and then move any stuck Kapha energy out. And while you're walking, notice the rebirth of everything, including you. We are not the same people we were at the end of 2021. That was just a couple months ago. We've had so many internal changes that have happened since then. And those changes are now showing up in our new reality with the new us. So we have a glorious month ahead of us. The energy is positive. There are so many planetary conjunctions this month, and conjunctions signify fresh starts and new beginnings. And life is speeding along with all the planets racing forward in the sky, making this a really busy month when we make forward progress. So to recap, your intuition is going to be spot on and amped up this week. So trust what you feel. Spring is coming. So this is the time to balance your Kapha energy by eating less dairy, meat, and fried foods and eating green and adding some warming herbs like cinnamon, turmeric, pepper, black pepper. And then get outside for a walk to notice nature doing her thing. And take a minute or even longer to appreciate how good we have it each time you turn on the lights, each time you take a shower or have a drink of water. And then allow yourself to feel good. Allow yourself to let the good in. Allow yourself to feel good without any guilt. Feeling bad doesn't do anything to help the people in Ukraine. So allow yourself to feel good without any guilt. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I did have a wonderful conversation with Janelle Woodleaf last week about the 5 self-love languages. She shared so many easy ways to show your self-love. It's worth a listen. And then this week, I'm talking to the Spirit Mamas about how to raise conscious kids. So I hope you check out both of those podcasts because you're going to be good. Anyway, have a wonderful week. Take a minute right now, just after this podcast is done, just to allow yourself to feel how good your life is in this moment. Focus on the good. Don't think about the bad. Remember, you can't feel both of them at the same time. And then I will talk to you again next week.